Now, in addition to the hazards of ambition, which Obama describes as a hazard, and as well as scandal, some workers on Capitol Hill have found a new danger, asbestos. Here's Kathleen Schock.
John Thayer makes his living underground, maintaining a labyrinth of tunnels beneath Capitol Hill. Inside the tunnels, pipes carry steam and chilled water to heat and cool the Capitol, the office buildings, even the train station and the Supreme Court. Hardly anyone goes down there, for good reason. It's cramped and damp and hot. Sometimes the temperature hits 160. Thayer began reporting safety problems in the tunnels back in 1999. At that point, his main worry was huge chunks of falling concrete.
I had sections of concrete, 1,000-pound blocks, just falling randomly and freely all over the tunnel system, like big boulders falling from the ceiling, falling from the walls.
Thayer was concerned they would hit his crew, and he knew they sometimes busted the asbestos sheathing that insulated the pipes. In 2000, the Congressional Office of Compliance cited the architect of the Capitol for these and other safety violations. Last year, inspectors returned. Peter Evelith is the Office of Compliance's general counsel.
There was some progress since 1999, but in some instances, conditions were worse than they were back then. And there was asbestos on top of steam pipes and on the floor of the tunnels, that sort of thing.
So sort of asbestos dust that could get airborne and into people's lungs.
That's correct.
This time, the Office of Compliance filed a formal complaint. And in March of this year, for the first time, the tunnel workers were issued respirators. Supervisor Thayer says by then it was too late for him and his men.
I have a hard time even taking my dogs for a walk. Just sitting here talking to you, I'm getting out of breath. And I'm 41 years old.
He says he and two of his crew members went to Detroit to see a specialist and were diagnosed with asbestos-related lung disease. And there's been more bad news, measurements of airborne asbestos inside the tunnels.
We were getting readings that were 30 to 40 times over the legal limits.
Now the architect of the Capitol has outside contractors trying to clean up the asbestos and fix some of the other problems. Tunnel electrician Christian Raley still isn't reassured. Raley, a strapping man in a light blue uniform, stands a couple of blocks from the Capitol, pointing down into a manhole over one of the tunnels. Now there's a seal inside. He says that wasn't true when the cleanup crew started stripping asbestos.
None of the manholes had these covers in them. It's only until that we said something that they said, oh, maybe we got to do something about it.
He says he's sure asbestos escaped.
If the grates are open or if the manholes are open, it's coming out of there. There's no way you can get around it. None.
He and his co-workers have aired their worries about the public's health and their own. Now their lawyer, David Marshall, says they're facing retaliation.
The architect of the Capitol's management has threatened to fire these workers for having raised their concerns and made them public.
The architect of the Capitol declined to be interviewed for this story, but his office sent a statement saying it's addressing the issues cited in the Office of Compliance complaint. The tunnel workers are seeking more medical testing, saying if the asbestos has made them sick, they expect compensation. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.